The name of the woman who began the Southern Bus Boycott, as you know, is Ms. Rosa Parks. In Montgomery, Alabama, not a long time ago, a colored lady sat down on a bus. She was tired, she did day work, she scrubbed floors, her feet hurt, and since that day she'd change the world for us. Because she said, "No, sir, I won't get up. I'm tired and I want to sit down and I won't get up." You can talk about Martin Luther King, have demonstrations and a thing. Just remember who began it, Rosie Parks. Well, in this wide and wicked world, tell me what kind of man would say to a nice old lady, "Nigger, get up." Well, she was just like me and you, and she did what she could do, and she said, "No, sir, I won't get up." And she said, "No, sir, I won't get up. I won't get up. I'm tired and I want to sit down and I won't get up. I won't get up." You can talk about Martin Luther King, have demonstrations and a thing. Just remember who began it, Rosie Parks. Well, now one day the South will rise and the North will realize who our heroes really truly are. Tear down those statues of Robert E. Lee and put one up of good old Rosie Parks. Because she said, "No, sir, I won't get up. I won't get up. I'm tired and I want to sit down and I won't get up. I won't get up." You can talk about Martin Luther King, have demonstrations and a thing. Just remember who began it, Rosie Parks. Try with me. Because she said, "No, sir, I won't get up. I won't get up. I'm tired and I want to sit down. And I won't get up. I won't get up." You can talk about Martin Luther King, have demonstrations and a thing. Just remember who